The panel of lawmakers and experts in the frac sand arena fielded questions about whether the state should take more of a role in permitting frac sand operations. Democratic Assemblyman Chris Dano of Trempealeau says the state's rules on nonmetallic mining should be reconsidered, but local governments should give final permit approval, not the state.
As soon as an issue starts to get some local communities put some restrictions on things or work with things, we have a lobby group down in Madison asking for a statewide permit that basically exempts operations from having to go through a local permitting process.
Another question asked whether local governments can require sand mines to take air samples for silica dust. Assembly Republican Majority Leader Scott Souter says people need to look beyond environmentalist claims and look at the facts.
Not one case of sand-related silicosis exists. Not one. So all the fear tactics and the fear-mongering going out there need to stop. The DNR is responsible for that environmental protection, and they should be, and we're not going to reduce those standards.
Damage to roads and state highways also came up. Tom Beekman of the Department of Transportation says the DOT isn't worried about the state's highways. He says as prices for frac sand drop, access to rail will become more important.
That has been and will continue to be a factor on where these sand plants will be located and therefore where the mines will occur.
It's estimated there are more than 100 frac sand operations in the state. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.